That day, the water seemed big enough to swallow me and my whole family without even noticing. Hey, I'm Dylan, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's Word in your life. I remember the first time I saw the Great Lakes. Before that, I'd only seen pretty small lakes, or no, at least lakes small enough. You can always see the other shore. But when my family pulled into the beach parking lot on Lake Michigan, I felt like I was stepping up to the ocean. It seemed so huge to me, and I felt very, very small. What's some part of creation that's made you feel the same way? What do you think about God in those moments? Let's talk about it some more with today's poem, In the Night, by Emily Chesso. I step into the night, surrendering my eyes, enveloped in darkness, like plunging into water. Desperate for light, I look up. A few brave stars gleam, unafraid of night's unknowing. Silhouetted black pines rise and frame the gray sky. Leaves tumble and rustle, keeping me alert. I can't tell if I'm alone or being watched. But I know someone sees, someone hears and calls. His love rushes to me like the southeast wind. In the darkness, I am enclosed, held close and brought near. He created the universe above my head, and he tells me I am loved. All right, let's think about this for a second. Like Psalm 8, this poem was inspired by how God's infinite power and love are displayed in the night sky. In a dark world, the light of God's love comforts us as he draws near to us. On a clear night this week, take some time to step outside and take in God's marvelous handiwork. The vast beauty of a starry sky reminds us that God is all-powerful and in control, which can make us feel rather small and unimportant. However, Romans 5:8 tells us how much God loves and cares for us. But God demonstrates his own love for us in this: while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Jesus is God, and through him, all things were created. Yet he came into our dark world to die on the cross and rise again to save us. How wonderful it is to be loved by the creator of the universe. Even when troubles and trials come our way, we can find peace in knowing that nothing will ever separate us from the love of our Father. Is there a darkness that you're facing in your life? Consider taking some time to tell Jesus about it, asking him to help you see his love and light. Now, there's a bunch more scripture in today's story. You can find all of it in the Unlocked app or at unlocked.org. And now, as you and I can read in Psalm 8, 3-4, when I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars, which you have set in place, what is mankind that you are mindful of them? Human beings that you care for them? And don't just take my word for it. Dive deeper into Deuteronomy 31:8, Psalm 8, 1-9, and Ephesians 2:13 to keep God's word alive in your life. Unlocked is a resource from Keys for Kids Ministries, and one of our new resources for you is our library of topic-specific reading plans. We're still building up more plans right now, but for example, if you've ever been curious about the Ten Commandments, how is the foundation of the Jewish law and how it applies to us as Christians today, then check out our reading plan just about them. You can find it in the Unlocked app. Just scroll down on the homepage until you find the reading plans option. If you don't already have the Unlocked app, then search for Unlocked Teen Devotions in your app store. And come back for tomorrow's devotion with Natalie. Do you ever wish you could have lived in a more interesting time in the past, or maybe you wish you could have waited to be born far into the future? Well, Natalie's going to talk about why you're on this earth right now. But until then, I'm Dylan, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God in your life.